I'm joined by K's manager, Alan Dowson, after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at home to Ashford. Alan, at 1-1, we scored what looked to be a legitimate goal. Did the linesman cost us the game there?
Well, I think we had more chances. I thought we had a lot of chances to win the game, to be honest, and then it was an own goal. Their lad put it in the net, so I don't know how it can be offside when their lads just put it in the net. I don't know, but I keep on worrying about myself, but I keep my mouth shut because, you know, but I just thought we had enough chances to win two games, to be honest. Bobby's had two. Lodgy's had a few chances. Wayne Finney's had a free header from 6 yards out with nobody on him at all. But we get two balls in the box, and I said at half time, the danger is the balls in the box, and we switch off. The lad left get an easy crossing, and back post again, somebody comes in, nicks in the back post, so two sloppy goals to give away.
How disappointed were you with the defending today?
I'm always critical of defending because I like clean sheets, as you know, and you don't win many games if you concede two at home. But yeah, first half I thought every ball they put in the box, they looked as though we were going to score, to be honest. And I thought we won at the end, like, you know, all it was is John getting done out wide and lad putting it in the score again. If it's a runner from a midfield, if it's a centre forward and all that, but we looked fun about it there when once Huckle went off. Right, we would score goals, like, you know.
We could have had a couple of penalties, perhaps, in the first half. Dean Lodge and Bobby Traynor both went down. What was your take on those?
I don't know. I thought one with Bob, maybe, but the other one, I don't think, no. I was more concerned with the goal where he disallowed, to be honest, than the penalties. But you can't get everything you want, but I don't know where the linesman come from on that goal, to tell you.
You mentioned the chances. We did have chances. Bobby Traynor, Steve Goddard both had good chances. On another day, it could have been 3-4-1.
Definitely good chances, very good chances. Like, you know, and, you could even say easy chances, and we can't afford to lose them. We can't afford to give away. We said we won't have a crack at the title. We'll talk beforehand how we're going to get in the top two and build from there. We're not going to get it if we miss chances. We've got to be clinical. I said before the game as well that this league will be won. How you are in both boxes, how well are we defending one, and how well we are in the other by finishing chances, and we've been poor in both boxes today.
Do you think we're lacking that ruthless streak that champions need? I mean, we were on top for long periods of the game today, but just couldn't nick that goal to win it.
I've seen the lad called Matt York from Tutton Mitcham. He's won things, and he'll make you'll get 8 or 9 goals on midfield. Puts his foot in the ball as well, something we've been crying out for, but I had to get the right player in. So obviously play with Turley and stuff and Hooks and Wes and all that, whoever plays in there, and you know, I think he'll make a difference. But we do need Bob's got to get his boots back on, score goals again, and I thought Goddard wasn't how he was last week, to be honest. And when Shaheed come on, he's playing as a midfield player, when I don't know who told him to do that. We want him to play as a centre forward. Lodgy, I think he's had a couple of games to forget, to be honest, and he's got to give a lot more quality.
NJ, I thought, had a good game today. His run set up what wasn't the winning goal. Can you understand where fans are coming from when they get frustrated at him, when they see that he can do things like that but doesn't do it week in, week out?
It's a mix. It's fair play, and some it's just cover us. For example, Lodgy guns down the wing and he falls over the ball, he kicks it out of the supporters, or people still sing his name. But then Jade does it, he makes it, and the players know that. And so we know what's right and what's wrong in the dressing room, and we know that. He's had some good games, then Jade's had some bad games and all that. Some mistake he's got scarness, but I'm not worried. I've told him not to worry, they just get on with it. But the peer, he had pumped to get into it and see what they like, really. And but I'd rather me take the blame and things like that. But it's just, you know, some people are favourites at the club and some aren't, and he's not one of them. But and if he's not playing well, and I'm putting him in the team, I'm not doing my job right. But I put him in the team at this minute for a reason.
Billy Smith was in the stand watching today, the Tooting manager. What do you think he takes away from this afternoon ahead of the game with them next week?
He'll probably want to put a few balls in our box, I imagine, because how we defended on corners and free kicks. But I don't know, it'll be a tough game. Them coming to us, they're on a bit of a dodgy run, and we've just been beaten and all that. We've got to kick back, and we've got to fight back against Leatherhead. We always bounce back, as you know, so we'll have to.
And looking ahead to the game, is Simon Huckle going to be available Boxing Day?
No, he's got a dead leg. He's got a chance. We'll see how it's like. We're going to train on Christmas Eve. I'm getting him in on Christmas Eve. We'll train and we'll prepare for Leatherhead, and we've got to pick up 3 points there.
We've got the next three games include Tooting and Dover, both at home. But is it the games like today that we've got to win if we
without
want to stay up there?
Without a doubt,
Ashford will bottom of the form guide.
Oh, that's it. Without a doubt, it's games like I thought before kick-off we would win, to be honest. And as the game went on at 1-1, I thought it was only going to be one winner. It hasn't happened like that, and fair play for them. So come and take 3 points, a fair play for them.
And I'm just to wrap up, on behalf of myself and Case Webb, just Merry Christmas to yourself and all the guys, and thanks again for giving up your time for the interviews.
No,
it is much appreciated.
Very much. As wish I had 3 points for you.